It's kind of interesting. We'd had this indicator for 10 years. The Texas Education Agency had been audited by the Department of Education during that time, at least one time. The feds didn't seem to have a problem with the 8.5% indicator. There was an advocacy group that filed a complaint with the Department of Education. They looked into it. They contacted the folks at TEA. They talked about it. They didn't seem to think it was a problem. During those 10 years, any parent who thought that this 8.5% indicator was causing their child to be deprived of services could have filed a state complaint over it, could have made an issue of it in a due process hearing. We didn't see much, if any, of that. So this just kind of quietly went on for about 10 years until the newspaper blew the lid off of the thing. And it really did blow the lid off of the thing. So I had mixed feelings about it. My brother was a reporter for the Houston Chronicle for several years, so I was glad to see if anybody was going to break this story. It was the Chronicle. But, you know, their take on it, I will tell you, I found a little difficult to take. And it reminded me of the quote I've seen attributed to H.L. Mencken, who was a noted journalist years ago, who said, "For every complex problem, there is a simple, neat, plausible solution, and it is wrong." And so the focus of the articles in the Houston Chronicle seemed to be that heartless bureaucrats at the Texas Education Agency were putting this number ahead of the needs of students, and that's why the whole headline was denied, and that the state of Texas is intentionally, systematically denying kids the services that they so desperately need. So that was the story. That was the power of the press, and that's how the thing kind of blew up. I'll give you a little more context about that as we go along a little bit. So then, of course, there was the response. Now, educators responded to this accusation that we are systematically depriving kids of the services that they want, that they need. And the response generally was, well, no, we're not doing that. Yes, it's true that we're serving fewer students identified as special education in 2016 than we were 10 years ago. Yes, that's true. The data was there, and nobody denied that. But there were explanations. For one thing, we've learned a lot about Section 504, and we've learned that there were some children who had impairments, physical or mental impairments, that could be served through a Section 504 program rather than an IEP under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. There was also this thing called response to intervention. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But that was a concerted effort to upgrade the quality of services that we provide to general education students so that they don't have to go into special education. So districts got pretty serious about response to intervention and felt like that was serving students appropriately without having to put a disability label on them. We have had for many years in Texas dyslexia services. We have specific rules and regulations about serving students with dyslexia, and most of those students were not identified as special ed, but they were receiving some degree of special services. And so the schools kind of pushed back on this, saying we weren't denying anybody the services that they need. So here's the fallout that we got from this. The Department of Education did an investigation. They went statewide. They had some listening sessions across the state. TEA dropped the indicator pretty quickly. The legislature adopted a new bill ordering the agency never to do this again. So there we were. That was some of the fallout. They also ordered schools to inform parents about these intervention systems. If you are serving a student through response to intervention or multi-tiered systems of support, you have to notify parents about that, and you have to have, there's a PEAMS indicator for these things now. So we want to start keeping track of all these kids and what's going on. So we got a report from the Department of Education, and they found Texas at fault in three specific ways, in three pretty big ways. Number one, they said we failed in child fine. Now, child fine is a concept that's been in the law from the beginning, and the basic idea of child fine is that teachers should know enough about kids with disabilities that they should make a referral when it looks like a student may need those services without having to wait on the parent. So the idea is that we don't sit back passively and wait for parents to ask for help. We use our expertise and our training to identify those kids that need it. So we have a legal obligation to find, evaluate, identify, and serve every student residing in the state of Texas who needs special education services. The Department of Education said through its 8.5% indicator, TEA seriously dropped the ball on that. The state of Texas dropped the ball on that. So we were in violation of child fine. This one kind of flowed from that. If you don't find all the kids, you're obviously not providing a free, appropriate public education to all of the kids. So the second note in the report was that the state of Texas was failing to provide the free, appropriate public education to every eligible child who deserved that under the federal law. And then the third one was that obviously TEA had failed to supervise properly. So in their report, those are the three things that they cited us for.